Hare Krishna. Question from Saurabh Rawal Prabhu. When Krishna had promised Prahlad Maharaj that his descendants will be protected, and that's why we see that he did not kill Bali Maharaj, but he delivered him. And similarly, we see that Krishna did not kill Banasura, but just lopped off his hands. But we also see that the same Krishna, that he kills Putana, and we know that Putana was Bali Maharaj's sister, younger sister in his previous life, Ratnamala. So why did Krishna kill Putana? Answer, the benediction that Krishna gave was for that particular life, in that particular dynasty. That means, when Prahlad Maharaj has descendants in that dynasty, he will not kill those descendants. He will deliver them. But we see that this is when Putana is appearing, she is in an entirely different life, in a different birth. And that's why she is not in that same dynasty. When Krishna, when Prahlad Maharaj is being promised by Narasimha Devatri Saptapita Apmuta, that he's talking about 21 generations. It's not talking about generations in previous and next lives. It's talking about in this particular life. So, because Putana is in a different life, and she had come with inimical intention, so Krishna killed her. But actually, to say that Krishna killed her is a very incomplete understanding. Because Krishna didn't just kill her physically, but he actually destroyed her impure mentality and the pure desire to serve him that was there, the maternal affection that Ratnamala had in the previous life, which in this life she had used as a mask for a murderous intention. But Krishna overlooked the murderous intention, just focused on the maternal affection and gave her the position of his nurse. So Krishna did bestow mercy even on Ratnamala in the next life as Putana, but the specific form of protecting subsequent generations, that was for that dynasty, and because Putana is in a different dynasty, a different birth, that did not apply here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.